Would you introduce yourselves, please?
Well, I'll start. I'm Robin Shore, and I'm the singer in Blonde in Carr.
And you know what, Robin? I'm going to suggest you still stay an inch back from that microphone because it is
mood pop.
We'll get there in a little while.
No, it's just a little. It's a
sensitive baby. I can tell.
Originally.
Yeah, no, so I'm fine. From originally Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Midwest.
And don't worry. And like I said, I put it into Pro Tools, and I know how to use that thing
Robin's
that levels things.
Cincinnati
I figured that out.
Too, or has connections there.
No, I'm a hack on Pro Tools. I hire
I feel like
very
you can really
expensive
tell
people
when someone's from
to do multi-track on Pro Tools, but I'm good enough to do my own editing.
That people
so
connect to
it tends, as you've heard by it tends
that
to,
I can definitely see when I was in LA.
It works out.
I always met.
I used to have interns do it, and I realized no one's going to satisfy what I want to do. So
I just do it. Something in the water.
So I like revisionist history.
I'm from Ohio
because the internet is full of
eventually
nonsense,
made my way
as we
out
all
to LA,
know.
So
I like to see what I
and
can
Robin,
find
you
out.
Are,
so let's
you
see.
Are
we got
LA,
your LA
duo.
Know exactly there.
Funniest thing is that I was actually born in Cincinnati, but my family moved when I was 4 months old.
Little bit
obviously
of songwriting
no
background between the
two of
you. I
would go back there for summers, and then my sister
I'm
and I took my mother
so
on a roots trip back to Cincinnati.
Blow this all up.
And
indie
it's
mood
funny
pop,
because,
or indie pop,
you know,
mood,
obviously
mood,
I
mood
spent
pop,
really
mood,
no time
mood,
there.
Pop. We'll get there in a little
originally,
while.
But
now,
somehow in music, I keep
gravitating
towards
these Cincinnati
people. Oh, you can
never
throw
enough when it comes to genres in music. Let me tell
fascinated
you,
fascinated by it. I, you know, a number of the
if we become
that
friends
I,
on Facebook,
I
you'll
with,
see my I call it my publicist
and Brendan,
my publicist
most
release of the week.
It cracks
and
me
I
up
usually pull a clip.
I don't know, like we sort of vibe.
Very much like,
and I just
they're
feel
the first
like
psychedelic.
Maybe that's a part
psychedelic
of it. It really
African
cracks me up because he's got a lot of family there.
So I
you know,
see, started as a DJ in the Bay Area.
Retro.
Where was
grungy,
that?
Grungy, whatever. I'm
oh, my
like,
God. Well, when I was in college,
yeah, I
and that's
like
part
it
of why I
don't
just want
like
to say
it.
We're so
go
thrilled
away
to be on your show.
No matter how much hype you give
like,
me, you're not going to get on my
DJ,
show or
like
get programmed
the
on the radio station
blood,
I program if I don't like the song.
And
so keep,
I just love
you keep
radio
going, promo
DJs.
People.
We both
but,
were
you know, that's
DJs,
what they do for a living. That's what publicists do for a living. We know this.
I was obsessed with radio. I worked at the college station at UC Berkeley, which is where I went to school.
Multiple geeks. Where are the two of you
originally from? I had traffic for the AM radio station every Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. I mean, it was like, I actually was the overnight 2 to 6 graveyard person every Saturday night for a really long time on KYUU, I think.
Right.
And, I just, you know, I did shows on, I did interview shows on, other non-commercial stations, and I just did everything in radio. I loved it to death. And then when I left the Bay Area, I had to stop. I quit, and I ended up. That's when I started working in.
And Robin,
you are
going to tell
LA,
some, but
I don't
story
know
for you.
Exactly
I'm going to save
where.
You some time. You did some big film stuff, and then you
there
got
you
tired,
go.
And you said, "Oh, I'm going to write songs." Brendan, back to you. You make your way to L.A. Did you make your way to L.A. as a budding songwriter and then got yourself into the pool of co-songwriters? That doesn't just happen. I know this because I know a you-know-what load of co-songwriters here in Los Angeles, needless to say.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I kind of made my way to L.A. in a roundabout way. I first actually went to Austin, Texas after college, and I was an engineer, a biomedical engineer in college, and, you know, didn't like it. Just, I remember I was in a lab my senior year of college and
well, I have
just
to confess, I've been to, wow,
well,
so you go through all of that, all of that hell, all of that hell,
rocks, well, yeah,
to get, and,
to
and
get
the opening
this,
of the House
thing
of Blues,
that actually pays the invited me to go
you.
See the Raspberries
both of you
when
get
they,
these
and
gigs
the Blues
that pay
Brothers,
the bills,
which was really,
and then you're like, oh,
which was really
F
a blast.
It.
And I got to
we're
interview
gonna,
all those people.
We're
going to
go indie.
Even though Eric Carmen has turned
absolutely,
into a Republican asshole.
I think
we'll
what we
that.
Have... We
oh,
have a
yes,
real big connection
we'll leave,
from
we'll leave
that
alone.
We both decided
I have been
to
Toledo because
calling,
I ran an ad agency
even though
for 15
we had
years,
gigs
so
that
I got shipped out
some
to Toledo.
Say is the,
to,
a great
I've been to Dayton.
A great route to go.
And
we
I've
just
been,
knew that we wanted to do
something recently,
different.
Because
so
my daughter goes to
I eventually
college,
made my way after
I've
engineering
been to
college.
Columbus,
I spent some time in Austin, Texas. Great music scene.
A fascinating place. Oh, yeah.
But I
never
wanted
Cincinnati, although
the
I have had the creative WKRP on the show before he passed away.
And I chose LA.
So Cincinnati
and,
is
yeah.
On
when I first
list.
Came here, didn't know anyone
but
really.
Here's the thing,
and just kind of made my way into the producer,
I'm gonna go into
songwriter
this
scene.
Backwards,
met some great people.
So I wanted to start with because I moved here to LA
some people
from
that
San
led
Francisco
me to
a year and a half
with Robin.
Ago, and Robin, you were already in the mix, and you were writing
so
country
I see,
songs.
Started as a DJ
and all of that.
You know,
in the Bay
it's funny
area.
Because even though I came from film, I had so little knowledge about the music business for some reason. I just really didn't know anything. And I had this sudden realization that country artists didn't write their own songs. And because I'd always been an indie rock fan, you know, like REM's not, someone's not writing songs for them. Kurt Cobain is writing his own songs. So I was from that way of thinking that the authentic artist does their own, but I knew in country
Galax.
Because they tour so much and all of that.
Yeah,
that
I know lots of people. I'll tell you a Calix story.
Well, that's
in a second.
What I'm going to
yep,
do. I'm
no
going to write songs
well.
For country artists.
I was on KUSF,
I did that
by the way,
the
except
year
that
and a half,
I
and
paid my way on there because
me,
when I
like,
left commercial radio, I wanted to test these shows, and I went to KUSF and I said,
"You're from LA.
If I give
you
money, will you leave me alone?"
And that's the only
said,
way to make any
we'll
money right
money,
now
you know,
in
Catholic
the music
college.
Business. And
they said,
I was
until
like, no,
sold it for $3.5 million.
Songs,
but
I was like completely single-minded about
said,
it.
Give me
but
money.
Then
I just want your signal because I didn't want to be on K-Fox. I didn't want to be on any of those stations.
And then I became a
voracious
songwriter. It was so much fun to write songs in pop and R&B and with all these different artists. And I would hunt for people with cool voices. And I would try and understand their worldview and write for them. And so I was always hunting for great producers. And then I met Zach Sorgan, who Brendan just mentioned, and we hit it off. And I said, "Do you know any young producers?" Because I was working all my producers to death because I was like always wanting to write more and more and more. And he said, "Yeah, you should meet my roommate." And so we had one session that was sort of not amazing, but I really liked Brendan. It was with a singer I'd met before. We got put together by a publishing company, but I really liked Brendan. And when the two of us were just together, I think we were waiting for the singer to show up, we started talking about music, and we had so much the same taste in music, and we talked about Daft Punk, and we talked about our likes, and it was so different than most of the people
I
was ever.
Everyone
I was writing
with was so
my
pop, company because we're building a music-driven podcast.
That if you
company,
weren't talking about Ariana Grande, who
out,
I love,
but
you know
all
that
those
was like
relationships
what everyone,
are really
so he was
interesting.
Like
all the label
and
relationships
psychedelic
allowed
and
me to build something that you know is growing.
The 60s and
but
you know,
they
the
look
zombies
at me and
they're
like, "Well,
oh my God,
the guy
I can
is
talk
a producer," which I will get to. Now we'll get to the other.
Let's do another.
I want to peel another orange for you. I was creative director of the Mill Valley Film Festival for 14 years.
So some of them are amazing, but honestly, sometimes
I did
their, put together
they were called
on
trailers,
writing sessions
but these were $500,000
where the singer would show
short
up
films
and they really like
that we did with Propaganda.
Were not amazing singers,
and
like
Dector,
they were
and at Radical,
like getting a vocal out of
guys.
Them was like a tremendous
so
amount of work.
I
not
get,
to be mean,
I the pleasure of
but
still,
I was in one soon before this.
I was living in San Francisco, but my ad agency
I think
pitched
it
Mill
like
Valley.
The worst session
we pitched
I was
San Francisco,
ever in, but in a certain way, it was the most valuable because
and we liked
Mill
Valley
better. Was not a writer.
We just liked
she was not a singer and she wasn't even like fun
better than the people
and
at
I
the
thought,
San Francisco
okay,
Film Festival who at
that,
that moment
can call herself the artist in the
kept
room
all
then,
their noses
you know
right
maybe next time I write
you know,
with this Brendan
so I had no
guy,
patience for that but
maybe I'll just do the
and then I went
it,
then I was invited
I'll
to the Sundance
bring him a, one of the
conference,
weird songs that I've been sort
very
of saving
lovely.
For me
and I still am
did,
invited to Sundance every year
where
as industry and even though I am the DJ and the podcast maker that does not mean that I'm
we
not working with people on film related things because
here.
When you're a writer like me and do what I do,
yeah, absolutely. I think,
why wouldn't you?
You know, it just kind of came naturally.
And plus, half the
really.
Podcasts
and
we're
so
working on are
all
also
the retro
designed
stuff,
to be episodic, and Netflix is already snooping around.
I was really into
so.
Daft Punk and really into Tame Impala and Mac DeMarco and all these
oh,
new
yeah.
kind of
yeah,
indie
yeah.
bands.
I mean, I left it after
so,
I did 14
I really
years
wanted to
worth,
work
and I think
with
my
someone
last trailer that I
where
did
I
for them
do those kinds of
was
songs.
In 2010
Robin's Taste in Music,
ish,
we just really
but,
hit
but
it
was
off.
A blast.
You meet someone that
anyway,
has very similar taste
so
in music.
So Brendan,
it's
I,
a wanna, rare
I now want to get to the
but when
get
you
to
meet
the
someone
story,
like that, it's
which is kind of
like
fun. So
it's like we can write songs.
You know, I don't
together,
want to
absolutely.
Dig Robin for hours.
So I don't know the exact
I've seen
point
your IMDb. I know
decided,
what you've produced. You can see a Cameron Crowe poster behind me.
Do you remember
you know,
Robin?
That's funny. It's all
you
funny
know, I've been
because,
written up as the younger
when you
Cameron
ask
Crowe.
About, like, how did we decide
and, you know,
on the sound? I just sort
so,
of feel
you know,
like
whatever.
We keep finding it
but
together.
I'm more interested
and I think that for some reason we just really like the same sound.
I'm
going to
tell some of your story for you. I'm going to save you some time.
These songs, they just grow in this really organic way together.
Right? And then you got tired and
you
said, oh,
like,
I'm going to write songs,
you know,
and I'm
going to
do this for you
in verse two.
I like this.
And Brendan,
and by the way,
will
this
just go find something, and he's got really,
work,
really, really beautiful taste, and he'll just find the right sound, and it's
Crisis
just going
to
be.
Of Mojo.
And I think that I like these weird melodies, and he always likes them.
Because that's what.
I write these
that's
words
what
and I say,
says,
is any of this really cringy? And he'll
right?
tell me if something's
wrong. So that's a
wrong,
missed band name. If you,
you
don't take Crisis of Mojo, I'm going to register
honestly,
the .com right
really
now.
Vibe. The funny thing is, too,
and,
like, I'm a bit
and get it
of
over
a
with.
Control freak, organized person.
All the stuff that's
and
out
so
there, never finding your true calling,
after
all
we
that.
Did the very first song,
Brendan,
who's going to love that girl.
Back to you.
And
you
we
make
were really
your way to LA.
The sound
Did
of
you
it.
Make your way
one day
to LA?
We were supposed to work in his
as
studio,
a budding
and our friend Zach, who
songwriter,
keeps getting mentioned,
and then got yourself
and his
into
band the
pool of co-songwriters. That doesn't just
shout-out.
Happen. I know this because I know
he
a you know what load of co-songwriters here in Los Angeles.
To like hang out
needless
in the kitchen a little bit until he finished. And so we're hanging out in the kitchen, and I think I said, like, listen, so that sounds really great, and we're going to do this thing, and we're going to be Blonde and Carr, and we're going to, and he said, oh, I like that name, and I said, we're going to release a song every month,
yeah,
and
there
we're
go.
Going to just really, like, keep making music, and he's like, yeah, we are, and we, I think it was that, at that kitchen table that we sort of launched this whole thing.
Yeah. So it was after that first song.
Wow!
We did.
So you go through all of that,
we
all of
really
that hell, all of that
what
hell
we call it or anything
to get,
like that,
to get
but
this,
it
this thing that actually pays the both of you.
And,
both
yeah,
of you get these
today.
Gigs that pay
producing.
The bills, and then you're like,
is
oh,
most
F
of this
it,
in the box?
We're gonna,
what percentage of this
we're
is
gonna
in the box?
Go
and what
indie.
Percentage of this is actually played with live instruments?
I'd say 80% play with live instruments. I have a lot of synths, a lot of drum machines I use. I use my trusty Strat guitar now. The drum sounds, a lot of times I program drums, but a lot of times even those I love using, you know, I have a TR9, which is basically a 909, 808 clone. I love using the sounds from that. And it gives you control that samples from Ableton or Logic, they don't give you that control. I love having control over every little detail of the sound. When it comes to drums, I think drums are so important. And as a producer, it took me the longest to get down programming drums. So, I love using sounds from, you know, old.
So who
old
are you,
drum
who are you producing
too.
For?
I think we're very inspired by bands who use those old drum machines like the CR78 and things like that. So
the filter for a Blonde and Carr song, how do you know that it's a Blonde and Carr song?
I think it comes from both of us, you know, deciding what we start off with, what's inspiring us at the moment.
Interesting.
Sometimes it's a song. Sometimes the last song we just did, it's a dream. It literally,
Robin
had this dream with this melody
and
she woke up and that was the hook of a song
and
we built it
around
that. And if it, you know, sometimes things don't resonate with us, but I think if it resonates with me and it resonates with her, that's how we know it's a Blonde and Carr song. And, you know, we can't really explain it, but that's just, we kind of try to go with the intuition. We go with the gut because a lot of the intellect stuff can't explain that sort of thing.
One of the things that happens is each one of these songs sort of has its little journey, and they start with some kernel of some idea, and then they grow and grow. And then there's a certain point where it feels like we're not sure if it's totally there. And then all of a sudden we add a few pieces and there's this critical mass moment where all of a sudden, and a lot of times that happens, I do a ton of background vocals and harmonies and pads and stuff and ad libs and that Brendan finds weird things to do with them. And somehow I think a lot of times when all of that stuff comes into it, it all of a sudden, it just takes a shape and it just all of a sudden is a Blonde and Carr song. You know, it's funny. I mean, I'm super grateful that I did the career I did for a variety of reasons. And one of them is definitely that, you know, I worked in the film business when the film business was fat, as I like to say, because that business is not what it, that's not like that today. Mm-hmm. I was really fortunate, I mean, that I did it when I did it and that I was smart about that in terms of, you know, financial planning. But, you know, Brendan's definitely the Zen one of the two of us. I'm often overthinking like, that about that question, where does this go? And I try and follow his lead a bit in just believing that if we do, you know, the best music we can, that it will connect with people. And there are indications that it does and that it will. I mean, seriously, we've had a lot of good fortune already really quickly. And I also feel like the music I do when I write with people with other artists for sync and stuff like that. The songs I write with them are always the ones that end up being the single, or that end up being the one that gets placed the most, or the one, I just feel like there's something about my, what I learned from film and storytelling. And I don't mean just storytelling and lyrics. I mean, even in the way the song feels, does it feel, if it's a song about loneliness, does it actually make you feel those things? And I know that, you know, we work with a mixer, Rob Kleiner, who's a super gifted guy who works with huge people. And he's produced with Andra Day, and he does a lot right now with Labyrinth and incredible people. And, you know, whenever he's mixing our stuff, his girlfriend comes in and says, wait, what's that? And I know that I mean, that's a small thing, but she hears him working on incredible stuff all the time. And Blonde in Car is the stuff she likes. And I just feel like we're trying to make something beautiful and honest. And I hope that that ends up communicating to people.
Well, you are operating on another planet, and that's a good thing. I mean, you are. I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs is the bread, and songs by others in between.